Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Glad to be here.
Hey, good to have you. Let's start with the most difficult first, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Indigenous Peoples Day, Monday. Your office celebrated it for the second time in Pensacola with the five flags, different flags, I think, this time than last time, but still five tribal flags. I know a lot of our listeners, when I posted that picture up on Facebook of the celebration, were their first reaction was Happy Columbus Day, which is they're not in support of this being on the same day because they feel like it's an either-or, kind of the one's good, the one's bad, whatever. How would you answer your citizens who don't think we ought to have Indigenous Peoples Day on Columbus Day?
I would say they're not. It's not. That's not about Columbus Day. That's about they don't want Indigenous Peoples Day. But that's okay. I mean, the idea is we didn't take anything away. It's not about it. It's about having the opportunity. If you wanted to celebrate Columbus, his statue is right there on the lawn of City Hall. So you're welcome to do whatever you want to do. I mean, I think this is choice and opportunity. And I just, again, I find it very difficult to say, get so upset about anybody else having the ability to tell their story. We all have those stories to tell. Why does anybody get upset about another one? You can go do whatever you want to. You didn't have to get involved in it. You don't have to do anything else. You can create your own day. So,
well, I think what they feel is, okay, there wasn't anything done for Columbus. There was this thing done for Indigenous peoples. They feel like their history, kind of like with the monument, the changing of all these things that were once attached. That's where the feeling comes from.
Well, please tell me the last time we did something for Columbus Day and had a big acknowledgement. I've been in the public sector, Andrew, now almost 16 years, and I don't remember ever having a thing on Columbus Day. I remember going back to a kid, and we didn't have anything for it. There was a day, Love Your Neighbor Day. I mean, but I don't know what happens. If anybody wants to do it, get celebratory. Go do something. Go make it happen. I find it people who really don't care about something, they really don't care about it, but they are pretty mad if somebody else gets to celebrate something. And listen, we had history long before we had colonialization. We are not getting, I said it the other day, we continue to celebrate our colonial history here, but we had history beforehand, and we're not going to sell that story short either. We're going to tell all of it. So, again, I think the city tries to do everything the exact 100% right way where they tell everybody's story. If you want to get involved, you want to have a big Columbus Day celebration, then contact us. Tell us what you want to do. We're more than welcome to allow you to do something that you want to do. His statue sits on the lawn of City Hall. You're more than welcome to do something if you want to. I haven't seen any of those people come forward. I can't remember the last time, like I said before, that I ever saw something about Columbus Day. But we certainly appreciate a lot of things. We will do, and we will work with whatever we have going on. And we did not take anything away when we create Indigenous Peoples Day, but we have the two together, and we have people who want to celebrate what's happened with Indigenous people.
The one of the things that obviously came up in the agenda review on Monday, there were a couple of, I would call them, minor dust-ups between you and the city council members. One had to do with the Gulf Power question of whether the franchise for Gulf Power to operate within the city should continue, or whether we should basically turn power electricity generation into an enterprise. Just to be clear, you were not opposed to this happening as a possibility or a consideration. You just didn't think it should be an add-on. It should be something that we do maybe a workshop on or something like that. Is that right?
100% agree with you. If you remember at the meeting, I mean, it was more kept pressing. If somebody tells me something has to be added on and it is not a pressing situation, then I know there's an agenda that's going on and something they don't want the public to see. They're trying to hide something from the public. If you don't have anything to hide from the public, take the additional time. I was very clear.
Wait, are you saying that Councilwoman Jen Brayer is hiding something from everybody?
I have no idea why she didn't want to do it, and she kind of said on there, "Well, I want to spring this thing so nobody has time to respond to it in 2 weeks." I'm like, that's the craziest thing. She admitted to it. Go back and look at the tape. That's what she said the other day. So, from my standpoint, I said very clearly, Council, I am telling you right now, we are nowhere close to this. I don't know where she's coming and saying we're close to getting an agreement that we come to the to the council, we will stop everything. I mean, we've been doing this for a couple of years. We've gone back and forth with Gulf Power. We continue to try to get close, but we have been apart on some things. But I will say, Florida Power and Light Gulf Power has been much more interested in doing this than Southern Company was. They were perfectly happy rocking along with what we have. I'd tell you the truth, I'm perfectly happy rocking along with what we have for another 14 months, and I'm perfectly happy with that, and I said as much the other day. And you can have as many discussions as you want, and when you get a new mayor and a new council, they can decide what they want to do. I'm happy to rock along for another 14 months, but this is a major decision that affects all of us. And granted, there are a lot of things great about having a power utility, because you can create additional revenue for the city by doing that. But because what happens is people get really upset when you raise their taxes. They tend to get less upset when you raise a fee or something else that they do. A lot of cities do this, and people who generally in there pay higher prices for their electrical services. I mean, if we want to pay more money for our electrical service and the city can generate more money, I mean, that's one thing that could be there. What I wanted to do or who I am, and the city can have that discussion. There's a new mayor going to come in 14 months. We can have a variety of stuff. We should all discuss that. We should think about it, what the city wants to do, and everybody should be able to weigh in. The citizens, it's important that the citizens make this decision, not simply the council members, the mayor, anything else. We need to have some time to weigh in. This is a fairly heavy topic, and I have no problem. I said we will stop. We'll drop all negotiations with Gulf Power. We'll do this. We'll debate it, and if we want to take the next 14 months and discuss it, I'm perfectly happy to do that.
But I don't understand why that makes sense to me too. It seems like a thing that would be much more involved, and we'd have to really think about it quite a bit. And obviously, as far as Jambrayer goes, I'll have to I have to offer her a chance to respond to kind of the allegations that you've made. We'll see if we can get her to give her perspective on this because I'm curious too. Why add on? And I did not catch that particular comment, but I will ask her about it. We're talking to Mayor Grover Robinson. The other thing, obviously, that was a bit of a controversy in the meeting. Maybe not necessarily didn't have to be, but it was. Greg Darden, by my read, was saying that your office didn't negotiate in good faith as you were supposed to with the Community Maritime Park deal. You obviously dispute that account. What is going on here? The council said move ahead, and then you did some negotiating, but then he came to City Council with a proposal that
He totally changed what he had. Listen, if it's a negotiation, then submit what it is you want to do. He submitted what he wanted to do. We showed it to you. It's not a real good deal for the city. So now he's turned around and said, well, we want to do this and we want to do something different. Come on, Andrew. I mean, that's exactly what he got caught doing and saying when it's not a real good deal for the city. Well, oh, we didn't mean to do it this way. I mean, everybody wants a chance to do their homework over when they don't get the assignment right. Come on. I mean, let's look at some real things that were going on. And then the crazy part is the council president gives me the floor to at least address in exactly the responses that we're communicating, and what comes out of that. Then I got council members telling me I'm out of order when the council president has given me the floor. They don't have the floor just because they don't like what they're saying. I mean, again, Andrew, this is concerning. There are clearly patterns that are beginning to happen because people don't like the idea. If you don't like the idea, let's continue to have lots of discussion on it. Let's forward on it. I'm totally good with this one, too. This is another topic I think needs probably the next 12 months to marinate on and figure out what we want to do, because this is a very significant decision we're about to make. And yeah, to sit there and simply say, I love all the points, and I understand Greg Darden's trying to sell us something. I don't blame him. But when he says, well, you can maybe make this revenue neutral, that's just about as strong as he comes off across on this whole thing. Let me tell you what we have. We have a Bay Center. We have a Sanger Theater. I want you to go in and do as much investigative report. I'm trying to give all this stuff to all of you people and say, tell me what happened. These things don't make money.
Right.
And to simply say that they can, yeah, they can. That's a great answer. They can. It ain't going to happen. It hasn't happened anywhere else. And we've got to be prepared for this, but we are going into this. I think we need 12 months of debate on this thing as well. I just don't think this is the right decision for us to do. There is no money right now. I was just in here with Amy Lavoie the other day. You know, we were discussing budget and some things that happened. You know, we've had to already do some budget amendments for this year's budget just because of things in trying to get some salaries corrected and what we need to do to be competitive in some different fields where we've lost some people because of just what's going on in the market. But as we're sitting there, the one thing that she says is the worst thing facing us as a city right now financially is this potential what we want to do on this, because there is no money to build this whole thing.
I know that has been your position all along. And again, you have also said that if the council wants to move forward, you will do whatever they say, which, of course, even if it's not your view, it's not yours to call, it's theirs to call. And I appreciate that as well. Mayor Rivel Robinson.
It's theirs to make the selection. It is ours. It is ours to make the negotiation and the deal.
Right.
So if they continue to say this, they have no control over other than saying yes or no. That's their only part. So if they say this is what it is, I mean, they don't control the other part. And don't get mad because you didn't put it in your deal. We gave you a chance to put everything in that sheet of paper that was submitted from them. If there are wrong errors in it, if they didn't do something, that's not on the city. That's on them. They gave us a bad deal.
Well, we'll look forward to the conversation tomorrow night at City Council. Mayor Grover Robinson, as always, thank you for the time. You're more than available every time, and whenever I need to talk to you and ask you a question, I appreciate that, sir. We'll see you tomorrow night, or at least we'll see you on TV because I'm watching at home, and we'll talk to you next Monday at the press conference. Thank you for the time, sir.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. You take care.
You bet. 7:50 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. And, of course, I'll offer to Jen Brayer a chance to respond, and also to Greg Darden if he wants to respond as well. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates.